to bow our heads and pray. If only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Now heard on 104.5 FM and 1450 AM in Clayton, New Mexico. We will be looking at several verses in the scripture today. John 8, 31 and 32, Jesus said, "If you obey my teaching, you are really my disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." In Matthew chapter 12, verse 50, Jesus said, "For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven, that is my brother and sister and mother." In today's climate, what do you believe? How do you find truth? All the chatter out there is about your truth. Live your truth being the only thing that's important. It sounds innocent enough, right? Well, I'd argue that your truth, if it isn't grounded on the Word of God, you have a problem, a big problem, a sin problem. Apart from Christ, there is no real truth. As Christians, we really need to put our thoughts in check. Are we aligning with the world's values or God's? So, here's another seemingly innocent statement I heard recently. The greatest gift is family. Sound nice? Would you agree with this statement in your own life? What could be wrong with this statement? The greatest gift. If that was my greatest gift, then family would be my first priority. And what if you don't have family? Personally, I've sat next to a friend in hospice who had none. I was with her moments before she died, alone, no one there. What if family betrays you, sexually abuses you, or deserts you? What if your family dies? Then where's your hope? What happens to your identity then? It's very comforting to know that even Jesus himself confronted this in Matthew 12, where he tells his disciples that whoever does the will of God is true family. Wow, puts things in perspective. The real problem with a lot of thinking out there today is when your soul identity gets wrapped up in what other people think rather than what Jesus thinks about you. Genesis 1:27 says, "So God created mankind in his own image." The Bible is full of verses who tell us who we are. You are made in God's image. You are loved unconditionally. That's right, you heard it. It doesn't matter what you do or what you say, you cannot take away the unconditional love of your Father in heaven. He made you. Believers are totally and completely forgiven. Believers live forever. The Lord promises not to leave you or forsake you, to give you a future and a hope. The Bible says in this world, there's going to be confusion. And in this world, you'll have trouble. But take heart, he has already overcome the world. Amen. Be in the world, not of it. You are priceless and highly valued by God. Is this your truth? Or is social media directing your life? Are you looking for the truth in the news or to a family member with no thought to what the Bible says regarding your every single issue you face? If you know your true identity, you become almost impervious to peer pressure because you know who you are in Christ and what you're supposed to do with your life. It's all in the good book. John 8 told you to obey the Lord and the truth will set you free. Did you catch that? Obey and then be set free. Who is the truth? Jesus. He is the way and the truth and the light, and no one comes to the Father but through him. So friends, whose truth are you following? Who are you believing today? Lord Jesus, help us to see ourselves the way you see us, Lord. Help us to wake up early every day and seek truth in your word, not social media, not friends, not family, but in you alone. Help us obey and remember in every situation the truth does set us free. Everything in this life will pass away. Help us remember where our strength comes from, our wisdom, Lord, our truth and peace in a chaotic world. Help us to be a light in a lost and broken world. And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.